it's nice to see so many different faces in the audience, and I've been waiting to see this film for ages, and I'm really kind of glad that I've been able to share some poems and then also actually see the film. So I'm just going to share a couple of poems with you, which I guess relate a little bit to the theme. The first poem is called Treasure, and it's based after a kind of structure by Terence Hayes, who's a really wonderful African-American poet. Treasure. Prove it then. Lift up your top, the boy said, teetering on the lip of the half pipe. I'd laughed louder than I'd meant to, pushing my body on the deck back and forth over a crack in the concrete. On edge, I rode the silence skirting around the no in my dust bowl belly. It's obvious she's a girl, another boy shouted with his back bent away from us, sucking his legs up close to his chest, lending his skateboard flight. My hot face twisted into gratitude's shadow. I pulled my t-shirt away from my body, made excuses about mama and tea time, and pushed off down the path, leaving his words sticking to the air. I think of the boy who spoke for me then, on hot evening tube rides, when stares at my chest turned me into a blazing thumb, jutting out amidst all those well-shaped fingers. But these days, I button my shirts all the way up, my neck a treasure chest of secrets. Thank you. I'll just share two more. What is this? Is the film like a PG-12 or it's 12? 12. This is like a PG-15 poem, let's say. It's the only one I've got. All the other ones are very. Yeah, fine. Okay. It's called Strong. To grip your hips as you bend, opening the oven. To press myself not quite into you, but close. Is to know exactly who I want and still be shadow boxing the shape of such muscular lust. I grapple with the thought of holding you tighter. In the midday light, it is impossible not to glimpse the tree trunk shadow my body casts over yours, when I'm just a branch made strong by what is heavy, the guilt of wanting you the way they say men do. I like to shut my eyes like you do. Let them roll back into silence and feeling. Swap the fears I have yet to name for the taste of skin, lips, and shared breath. You pull the oven door shut. I am still in awe of the way you trap heat. Thank you. I've just got one more. Does anyone know? I just looked straight at the camera. There. Does anyone know how many glasses of water you're meant to drink a day? Eight. Okay, I drink about 3, 4. Yeah, it's not good. But I was thinking about how little I drink, and then this idea for a poem came up. It's called Rain Is Always Coming. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoy the film afterwards. Rain is always coming. I've been told on occasion that I do not drink enough. That my rare use of bathrooms is testament to how little I swallow in and let out. And in the midst of these words, a clearing appeared. And in it, I saw a thought I had once, that what passes through you takes what it needs that you no longer do, and leaves what you need that it no longer does. When, then, lovers move off from the small of your back, let them take with them the weight of borrowed ache condensed in muscle. Lactic acid built up like salt left after the sea has moved on. Let them carry the fistfuls of water they brought to you when they were drowning, because they thought a well of your deep care and soft eyes couldn't see that deposit can do just as much damage as extraction. If it is true that I do not drink enough, let the next lover water me fresh, be wet enough to carry moisture without absorbing all of it, and dry enough to take in some of what I have left to give. Let them carry with them the mist of rootedness. I will wait with the patience of woods that know rain is always coming. Thank you very much.